Let me just say a couple of words about a bill that I introduced last week. It's a bill that would establish a conservation area in northern New Mexico around Ute Mountain. And it would establish approximately 235,000 acres of public land that are currently managed by the Bureau of Land Management in Taos and Rio Riba counties as a national conservation area. There are two relatively small wilderness areas also provided for in the legislation. It would incorporate the upper reaches of the Rio Grande Gorge, and it would protect elk wintering grounds and migratory corridor between the Ute Mountain to the east and the San Antonio Mountain to the west. This is legislation that we've been working with people in Taos and Rio Riba counties on the development of this for the last couple of years. We think it will have good support among local citizens, and it protects the ability of folks in those areas to use the land for recreational purposes, hiking, camping, mountain biking, hunting, fishing, a whole variety of other things. But at any rate, I think it'll be good legislation. I'm hoping we can pass it this year. Let me go ahead and just open it up to questions on any subject that's on your mind. Let's see. Elaine, I've got you first on the list here that was given to me. Go ahead.
Well, so there's been coverage over the weekend of the numbers of swine flu cases and deaths in Mexico. Could you tell us what you're thinking right now as far as what you imagine is going to happen with this?
Well, I'm thinking that we're the Secretary of Homeland Security, Janet Napolitano, has done the right thing by announcing that we have a public health emergency here that requires us to be on alert to deal with whatever occurs. At the same time, I think we have to watch this almost hour by hour, at least day by day, to see how it develops. We don't have any reported cases that I'm aware of swine flu in New Mexico, for example. I think there are five states where there is evidence that problems exist, or where we do have cases reported, but not many cases in any of those states either. I think clearly the problem, the seriousness of the problem that they're experiencing in Mexico City is not something we're experiencing in the United States, and I think we need to go about our business in a normal way and be vigilant and alert to possible problems developing as the days go by.
I'm thinking about my coworkers who've been sick over the past couple of months, who've had flu-like illnesses. Do you think it's possible that a lot of people could have experienced swine flu, a mild form of it, and not even known they had something other than a cold or a mild case of the regular flu?
Well, I don't know, and I'm not real clear in my own mind the differences in symptoms between having the swine flu and any other type of flu, I think that anyone who is experiencing flu-type indications, I guess, should certainly check with a doctor or check with a physician to try to determine if they have some particular problem that requires extra attention.
Thank you, Senator.
Uh-huh. Bill, how about you?
Well, I'm on the swine flu issue, too. I raise a fundamental question every year at flu season about the 36,000 or more deaths that the Centers for Disease Control attributes to flu and flu-like respiratory problems. In a six-month flu season, that would be 1,500 deaths a week, an incredible number. So is the emphasis on the swine flu overshadowing, if that other number is true, overshadowing the big significance of regular flu, 1,500 deaths a week or more?
It may well be overshadowing the significance of regular flu. I think one factor that has people concerned, at least in Mexico City, is that of the deaths that they have identified as related to swine flu, many of these people are young adults or reasonably young, 25 to 40 years of age. And I think it is uncommon to have deaths of people, significant numbers of people in that age group. I think older people and perhaps very young who contract flu, I think, are more likely to suffer serious consequences than middle-aged adults. So that may be a difference, but I think your point's a good one, that we have a certain amount of flu that at all times in our country, and people suffering from it, and this seems to be a very modest problem compared to that.
If I can, let me move on to the subject of Iraq and Afghanistan.
Sure.
We're hearing from Secretary of State Clinton that it could be that the troops will not be leaving Iraq after all in July. Is that what you're hearing on your end?
Well, I have not heard that. I think I thought that the statement she had made indicated that the current or the recent incidents of violence there in Iraq were not going to prevent us from bringing our troops out as they had originally been scheduled. Now, I think at the time the president announced that schedule for bringing troops out, I think he did say that clearly he was going to continue to consult with our commander there to determine whether that schedule was the appropriate time frame. I think it's a little early to say whether or not we'll be able to stick to the original time frame or not.
And Afghanistan, have you heard of more troops being deployed there?
Well, unfortunately, the announcements that have been made on Afghanistan have all involved additional troops, additional demands being made on us to deal with the situation in Afghanistan. I hope that that we can see the situation there stabilize and we do not see more troops going there. Again, I haven't been privy to any particular new information on that.
Okay, that's probably it for me. Thanks.
Okay. Elaine, did you have something else?
I just wanted to follow up. I have one more question about the swine flu topic. You know, it was a couple of years ago that there was a lot of concern about avian flu coming from Southeast Asia, and I'm wondering whether you see this, they're talking about a possible epidemic, possible pandemic. It's all kind of up in the air right now, depending on how the situation develops. Do you see this development of a new strain of influenza that can move from species to species, from the pig species to the human species, as being related to, I mean, where do you see that being of concern, and what do you think it indicates about our livestock treatment practices as, you know, corporate food companies treat animals, et cetera? I know that was one of the concerns that was raised about avian flu and the corporate production of chicken products for human consumption.
Well, the honest answer is I don't know enough at this point to give you an intelligent response to the question. I think we're just at the very beginning stages of this whole episode here, and I think we don't know whether this is going to become a new and serious health threat or not in the United States. It's hard to answer in any intelligent way based on the information I've got.
Do you think that people in positions of authority should be making decisions about canceling schools or public events where lots of people are gathered in the same way that Mexican officials have done?
No, I don't think that would be appropriate in our country. Particularly, it isn't appropriate in New Mexico at this stage. We don't have any real indication that this is a health an imminent health threat to folks at this point. I think for us to be canceling school or anything else similar would be an overreaction. All right, I guess that's all we had then.
Okay, many thanks.
Thank you all for talking with me.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.